The Mishnah says on Daf Ayin Dalam Beis that Minchas Kahanim and Minchas Kamashiach, Minchas Nesachim and Mizbeach, Vein Ben LeKahanim. So the din of a Minchas Kahanim is that it all goes on the Mizbeach and the Kohen gets nothing. There's no Achila for the Kahanim. And what's the reason that there's no Achila for the Kahanim? So in the Balei Taisus Altaya say that the Pshat is like this. They say V'chein Minchas Kohen Kaltia the Im La Haya Kalo. If it wouldn't be Kalo, Ma Dairen Haylef Ne'amakim. But Malek Haim says, so what are you giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're giving him nothing, just giving him this tiny little kaimish. Ain't ala davar mu'at, that's a davar mu'at. The Bishma Yisrael, maybe mincha, maybe Yisrael, ma'akem, and snek tevesham, necham, lekahan, mekahan, mishulchun, gavaya, kazach. So Bishma, when Yisrael does it, he's giving a lot. He gives the kaimish, and even the shiraim, he doesn't need. It goes to the kahanim. And the kahanim are getting it really mishulchun, gavaya, which is also a enin of akrabah. So you're giving up a lot. Menimta kuloi darin. Abashul kayin, but a kayin, imaya aicha shiraim. In Zedarin, if you're going to tell me that the Kohen could eat the Shiraim, then he Mamash gave nothing. Where's Zedarin? He gave a little kaimetz. He ate all the rest. So in what sense is it a carbon? In what sense are you giving a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's why the din is that it's kaloti. You have to burn the whole thing, and there's no achila for the Kohen. But the Minchas Chinuch asks Akasha in this, in Mitzvah Kuf Lamanzayin Oisvav, he says, in Kain Sarachin, what about Chata Saif? Chata Saif, Ein Lamizbeach El Adama. So Ma Darin Hu, Shu Atzma Eichel Aif, you bring a Chata Saif, you eat Aif, and all you're giving is the dam to the Mizbeach. So will Chay have the same taina that you're not giving anything to Gavaya, the Kain gets to eat it all. So in what sense is there a matana? So if by Chata Saif we're not concerned with that, then how could that be the reason by a Mincha? Now the Arsameach has a guy, on Minchas Chinuch, and he says a teretz, very, very bekitzer, but he says like this. He says, L'chein ena ba, b'loi ayla. It's like the Arsameach, for that reason it doesn't come without an ayla. That's his teretz for the Minchas Chinuch Kasha, and he's Makatz over here, but Avada he means what he's referring to as Yasaid HaYadua, that we mentioned other times in that he writes in the Arsameach and other places, that when we have the Chata Saif and the Ayas Saif, it's not two separate karbanas, but it's really one Chetz of a karban, and the ayla is the Imurim of the Chatas, just like a Behema, the Chatas Behema has Imurim, the Chata Saif, which doesn't have Imurim within the bird itself, but the Ayla comes together with it, and that serves as the Imurim of the Chatas, and you view it as one unit, one Chetz of a carbon. So in Mele is Tanim, it's not a Kasha, because whenever you bring a Chatas, you bring an Ayla, the Ayla is the Imurim, so there is a Grace of Matan over here, and therefore it's not sure that you could eat the Basa of the Chata Saif, Mashenke by Mincha, you don't have that, therefore the whole thing has to be burnt. Now the Minchas Chinuch, who doesn't answer this, L'chaira seems to be arguing on the side of the Sameach. He understands Chata Saif and Ayas Saif as two separate karbanos, not one Chetz of a karban, and therefore he's bothered with his kasha. And I think that the Minchas Chinuch might be going l'shitasa, because we mentioned in Zvachim Dav Samachay, in the Mishnah says, talking about Chata Saif and Ayas Saif, that if a person is Mechashev Lechel Kechatzizayis, L'hakke Kechatzizayis, Kasha Shein Achila Vaktar Mitzarfen. You can't be Mitzarfen Achila, Machshavas Achila, Machshavas Aktara by Chata Saif and Ayas Saif. So, effectively, in Cheskin Chikasha, this is a mitzvah, I say, Kuf Mem Dalid, Ais Aleph, that where do you have such a mitzias of Achila and Haktara? B'chata Saif and Ayla Saif. Chata Saif, there's only Achila, there's no Haktara. Ayla Saif, there's only Haktara, and there's no Achila. So, you don't have both Haktara and Achila by both. Or you could say, Ein Achila Bakhtar Mitzdafran, what's the Pashm Shat? What's the mission talking about? And we said over that Lefidar Samech, Lechar, this Kasha is Miyushav, that we're talking about that you're Takadu Achila and Haktara on both the Chata Saif and the Ayla Saif. Because it's considered one carbon, it's one unit, and you can be mechashev from one on the other, so you could have achila by the chatas, you could have aktar by the oila, and if you view it as one carbon, that would be the case, that you have achila of aktara that could have been mitztarf. So the Minchas Chinuch, again, that doesn't answer this, could be he's going to shitasa, that he understood that it is two separate carbonas, it's not one cheft of a carbon like the Asimach is saying, and Mele Shitasa, he had shver on this Balei HaTaisus as well, that what should be the chilek between the chatas life and the mincha of a kain. But if you go like this, Arsameach is side, look how that kasha would be miyushuv. And I just want to point out, the Ikka Kasha, the Minchas Chinuch and the Balei HaTaisus is mechaven to the Tor. The Pirush HaTor, Arach HaTaira, brings that same hezber from the Rambam, the Meir Nevuchim, this hezber, why the Minchas Kain is kalo. And he asks the same kasha, Mamash asks the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch, he says, V'kasha is a mechav tasoib, she'en l'mizbeach el adama. So the Minchas Chinuch is mechaven to the Tor. But l'fidah Arsameach, look how it can be miyashuv, the Rambam from the kasha of the Tor as well.